Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the sharpshooting firearms at the highest level.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, as we roll into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There is a document that came out in 2013. Its title is Watch Listing Guidance. This came to the attention of Glenn Greenwald. Now, if you've ever heard of his name, that's because he was the guy that was writing all the stories based on the leaked information by Edward Snowden. And he got interviewed extensively, and a lot of people accused him of collaborating, but, you know, he was just reporting, just like Gregory does. He was accused of collaborating by Gregory, and they had a nice little on-air argument over that. This document did not come from Edward Snowden to Mr. Greenwald. It's been put up on his web publication called The Intercept. This was provided by an unidentified source within the intelligence community. With watch listing guidance, a 166-page document that explains how exactly the government puts people on terror watch lists and what happens with that information. Let's go to the phones. Art off the grid. Yes, sir. They never gather anything on you. Maybe from the past.
I wouldn't be surprised what they have on me.
Okay.
You got this clown up in Boston, in Massachusetts.
Evans?
Telling people what they don't need.
That hasn't been codified yet. The House wrote a law with that in the language, and the Senate has pulled that out of the language.
Okay,
it hasn't been codified yet, but the police chiefs want that power.
Well, let's use this logic. All right. I am a firm believer. If you want to defeat a stupid person's argument, use their own argument against them.
Okay.
So, I don't need a shotgun or a rifle. Okay. You already have 5 pair of shoes. You don't need a new pair of shoes. You already have 3 hats. You don't need a new hat. You don't need that new jacket or that new purse or that second car or that new motorcycle. And hey, fatso, you don't need that 10th taco. 80% of what you own, you don't need. You don't need a microwave oven. You don't need a coffee pot. It's not always about what you need. Sometimes it's about what you want. But in the case of firearms, yes, I do need them because they are what makes sure you don't run roughshod over me. And don't give me this crap about, what do you got guns? What do you got so many guns for? What are you scared of? I ain't scared of nothing because I got guns. I got them so I don't have to be afraid. Yes, I do need them.
For anybody that's never heard Art before, he is not a lunatic. He's a very cold, analytical, calculating man. And have you had a lot of coffee this morning?
I'm on my fourth cup. And I have very tall cups. I have 12-ounce cups.
There you go. But no, he is not a raving lunatic. This is a cold, calculating man, deeply analytical. He's done what I do. He's done that in the past. So this is not... This is just him doing what I do from time to time, because I sort of get emotional about it, too.
You know, they use the dumbest arguments. I mean, you don't need a shotgun or a rifle. There are a lot of things that people have in their lives they don't need, but we don't go around telling them they don't need them. My mother was... When I was growing up, my mom, she loved to collect her sets of salt and pepper shakers. She collected Cupid dolls. My dad collected stamps. He didn't need a stamp. He didn't need those stamps, but, you know, he didn't need the coins that he collected. He was a coin collector, a stamp collector. Mom was a salt and pepper shaker collector and a Cupid doll collector. Nobody was going around telling them, you don't need, so we're going to write a law. We don't go around telling people what they don't need.
Well, you know, one thing that... Let me ask you a question. You know what happened in Watertown after the Boston Marathon bombing? Right? Now, can you imagine any other state where that would have happened and it would have come off so swimmingly for the paramilitary types? There's not many states where that could possibly happen.
I don't think it would go over too well here. I think they would find it really hard to get people around here to be so complacent.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I look at Watertown and I look at Massachusetts at large. Gun ownership in Massachusetts has declined a lot. I mean, I think by 80% since certain laws have been in place. So, you know, it's not as ubiquitous as it is, say, with your neighbors or with my neighbors. So, do you believe this is them basically saying, we want to be able to do whatever we want to do and not worry about somebody mistaking us for a bad guy and shooting us? They can't do it if we don't let them have a gun.
I think that may have a lot to do with it. But here's the messed up thing. I grew up in Springfield.
Okay.
Until I was 14 years old, Springfield, Massachusetts was my home. I lived in an area called The Hill. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's right there where Springfield College and AIT College is. I grew up on Westford Avenue. I'm starting to tell on myself now. I grew up on Westford Avenue. On one end of Westford Avenue was Springfield College. On the other end of Westford Avenue was AIT College. That's where I grew up. Not a very white boy friendly neighborhood. Almost everybody had guns in that neighborhood. But no, you never heard about people getting shot.
Was it essentially a gun-free zone back then?
No, I don't think there was such a thing as a gun-free zone back then.
Yeah. Well, I guess my question is, do they have laws in place in Massachusetts that would have prohibited the ownership of guns?
I'm sure there were some laws, you had to have permit and all that. My mom had a license to have hers. You know, it's a big city. So, yeah, there were some gun laws, and there were, like, rules deciding on who could and couldn't have them and whatnot. But, you know, it's not like everybody was running around with guns. There was several people in the neighborhood that owned firearms, but they weren't out on the street. They were kept in the house.
Yeah.
And everybody knew who had them.
And they knew which houses not to break into, right?
Yeah, those were the houses that never got broke into.
Yeah.
But I grew up on the hill, you know, in Springfield, and it wasn't a very white boy friendly neighborhood. I used to have to take my dogs with me when I walked to the store a block away. That's how dangerous it was for a white boy back then. In the 60s and 70s in that neighborhood, you know. But still, you know, we didn't have all this craziness going on like you got today. You weren't worried about drive-bys and all this other garbage. The worst you had to worry about was somebody might beat you up, you know.
Yeah.
But it was going to be with their fists. It wasn't going to be with guns. This is They have pushed this gun issue way over the top.
Yeah, they have. Yep. And I you know, police are they're not part of the legislative process, no matter how much they think they want to be.
No, they're not.
No.
But, you know,
it hasn't happened yet. It's still up in the air as to whether this is going to happen. That's just what they want.
Well, there is no serve and protect anymore, other than to serve the corporation and protect the big money.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You've made my day. Stay safe. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Things, my mind, it just can't believe it's so wasted away. Why is life so bittersweet?
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the watch list guidance document that's out there, 166 pages long. And exactly what criteria the government uses to put people on terrorist watch lists, and then what happens with that information that they gather. Now, this is broken down by Jeremy Scahill, who wrote Dirty War, the author of Dirty Wars, and journalist Ryan Devereaux. And they broke down the details for readers at The Intercept. So there's three major takeaways in their opinion. The first is that the standard for getting on the watch list is low. Reasonable suspicion is enough. Terrorist activity on the list falls way below incidents like bombings or hijackings. In addition to the expected crimes you would expect to be there to get you put on the watch list, such as assassination or hostage taking, they also define destruction of government property and damaging computers used by financial institutions as activities meriting placement on a list. So out there, if they've identified them, there's a bunch of teenage hackers that are probably on there. They also define as terrorism any act that is dangerous to property and intended to influence government policy through intimidation. Like what, for example? That broad definition of what constitutes terrorism and a low threshold for designating someone a terrorist opens the way to ensnare innocent people and these little secret government dragnets they got out there. It can also be counterproductive when resources are devoted to tracking people who are not genuine risks to national security. The actual threats get fewer resources and might go unnoticed. Oh, like just about every successful terrorist operating in the U.S. today. Like the Times Square bomber. You know, his bomb didn't go off. But it wasn't because he didn't get it in there and anybody stopped him. He just didn't know how to make bombs. Okay? They're so busy profiling me and Art and anybody else that they're missing people that are actually going to do something. David Gomez is a former senior FBI special agent with experience running high-profile terrorism investigations. He says if reasonable suspicion is the only standard you need to lead or label somebody, then it's a very slippery slope we're sliding down here, because then you can label anybody anything. Because you appear on a telephone list of somebody that might be on the list, all of a sudden you might be on there. Or, you know, that doesn't make you a terrorist. And that's the kind of information that gets put in there. If your name is on one of those watch lists and you get pulled over by the police, they know it. They know they're about to interact with a terrorist watch list member. So, you know, if somebody walks up on you one time, if a police officer walks up on you and he's just walking up to your window saying, license and registration, your taillight's busted. And then the next time, if you still haven't fixed it, you know, if his gun is halfway out the holster, guess what you just made? And this isn't a very small list. There's 1.5 million names on the list in the past 5 years, although many have been subsequently removed. There's a mechanism in place to elevate entire categories of people who are on the watch list to add to no-fly lists. Again, without any evidence that you or me might actually be plotting any sort of terrorism. Now, it doesn't indicate what categories of people have been subjected to threat-based upgrades. There's nothing in there saying that men from Yemen who are of military age should be added to that. Now, you and I and green card holders are subject to such upgrades, although they're required to review their status in an expedited procedure. Then some little, those upgrades can remain in effect for 72 hours. And then some secret small committee of who knows who of senior officials reviews this. And then it can remain in place for 30 days before renewal is required and can continue until the threat no longer exists. If you're on the list, all of your stuff gets picked over. If the federal government thinks you might be a terrorist, they are instructed to get as much information about you as they can. Especially if they yank you aside at airports or border crossings. I haven't been on a plane since the TSA has been in existence. I don't plan on getting on one, but there's always a chance I will be. And I hear about these random people that are subjected to more intensive searches. And I wonder now if they're on the list. But they're going to be looking for things like fingerprints and travel itineraries and identification documents and gun licenses. They also are encouraged to acquire stuff like health insurance information, drug prescriptions, any card with an electronic strip on it, which can be your hotel key or your little grocery card for your specials or gift cards or frequent flyer cards, mobile phones, email addresses, binoculars, peroxide, bank account numbers, pay stubs, academic transcripts, parking and speeding tickets, and want ads. The digital information singled out for collection includes social media accounts, cell phone lists, speed dial numbers, laptop images, thumb drives, iPods, Kindles, and cameras. All of that information is then uploaded to what is characterized as the TIDE database. They're also instructed to collect data on any pocket litter. Scuba gear, EZ passes, library cards, titles of any books, along with information about their condition. They want to know if it's new or if it's dog-eared or if it has annotated passages in there or if it's unopened. Business cards and conference materials are also targeted, as well as anything with an account number and information about it with about any gold or jewelry worn by the watch-listed individual. Even animal information, details about pets from veterinarians or tracking chips, is requested. They also encourage the collection of biometric or biographical data about the travel partners of watch-listed individuals. So they're looking. They are looking at everything. So the thing to take away from this is standard on getting on the list is very low. And yes, they do profile, although their profiles are different from what you consider to be racial. It's not that kind of thing. Their profiles have more to do with your association or who you associate with, if you will. And everything, they are going up your anal orifice with a microscope, collecting everything on you. And all of that stuff will come into play in the event that you might be pulled over or go take a flight. If you decide to go to, Acapulco or Europe or something, that's going to, they're going to be looking at you if you're one of the 1.5 million. And one thing that is missing from this, of course, is that you are notified that you've been placed on that list. See, if you're not getting notified if you've been placed on this list, so of course, an innocent person would want to know that so they can exonerate themselves, right? So this is, this cat's out of the bag. This cat is absolutely out of the bag. The humanitarian crisis goes on unabated. They're talking about actually going to Honduras and just giving them refugee status there. And so they don't have to ride La Bestia. Well, here in the United States, it's now also a recruiting ground. We'll talk about that when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Now, one thing I want to mention, since I've been using the Willow, and I've had the Willow people on here, a number of you guys have bought these things, and you're getting good results the same as I. So now, if you click on the banner on the website to go there, Willow, since they recognize that you guys are a demographic they want to cultivate, you'll get 20% off. Something. Somebody sent me something on that. They decided to go that route because you guys are buying. You guys are buying the thing. So they are wanting to, let's see. You can use checkout code FRADY, F-R-A-D-Y, lowercase, and it saves you the shipping cost, which is a $20 discount. I'm sorry, not 20%, $20. So you get free shipping off of it. So if you've been listening to me about the Willow MD, and I used it extensively over the weekend after I went and did my little training session Thursday. And now you get free shipping on it just for clicking on the banner on the website here. We've had an estimated 57,000 unaccompanied Utes and others who have come to the U.S. from Central America in roughly the past 9 months. And now the new thing that we see happening is that MS-13 members are infiltrating a federal facility to recruit. To recruit new members. In addition to that, The drug cartels are doing the same thing. So while people like Glenn Beck are supplying them with soccer balls and teddy bears, MS-13 and the various drug cartels are giving them employment. Because if you have a gang member, if you have a gang member that you can send out and kill somebody if you decide somebody has to be killed, and then you can send him across the border to where he doesn't get caught, that's ease of business for them in their crime organization. Border Patrol agents have witnessed the MS-13 members there exploiting. They use a Red Cross phone bank to recruit, enlist, and pressure others illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. And the drug cartels are doing the same thing. Agents are saying that they cannot isolate admitted criminals and gang members or suspected gang members and those engaging in criminal behavior because they are minors. Now, with some of these kids that are coming over, they got the MS-13 tats all over. Hi, you a member of the MS-13? No, I just thought this looked cool. Yeah. Now, the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement are stating they have no knowledge of MS-13 or Mara Salvatrucha activities detailed by the head of the Border Patrol Union and the Border Patrol agents. However, they pointed out that young unaccompanied aliens are held in ICE facilities for only the first 48 hours. Now, the head of the union, his last name is Moran, he told Fox News, "We know what's happening because agents are telling us. The Border Patrol hierarchy is trying to downplay it." Agents have overheard the phone bank conversations, and potential recruits are given a phone number to call and say they're willing to join the gang. Now, MS-13 has a very large presence in El Salvador, which is where they originate from. And that has led in part to many of these Central American youths fleeing that country. But since they have ties to their country of origin, they can threaten these kids with going after their family if they don't join the gang in El Salvador. You know, they can go after their family in El Salvador, as an example. To give you an example of what is thought to be happening in Texas, okay? GOP Senator Dan Patrick said last week that there are roughly 100,000 illegally arrived immigrants living in his state that are gang members. 100,000. 100,000. Now, if you don't think that is a force worth reckoning with, that, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Just imagine if they decide to coordinate. This is what makes gangs so dangerous. If they ever decide to coordinate, if we ever had the actuality of, if you've ever seen that movie, The Warriors, that old 70s flick, where you have this visionary, Cyrus is a gang leader, and he figures out that there's so many gang members that if we decide to join forces, we will own New York City. I don't know if they ever showed the Warriors in MS, in El Salvador, so maybe, I don't know. But can you imagine if there's 100,000 gang members if they want to coordinate? Or better yet, let's look at Los Angeles, where it's very hard to own a gun, can't carry a gun. They put out, their emergency services division has put out that in the next big earthquake, that Los Angelinos need to be prepared to survive on their own for 2 weeks because the police won't be able to get to them. But there's also an estimated 120,000 gang members in Los Angeles. So what do you think's going to happen? Who do you think's going to be more prepared to go out and do their thing than the gang members should the big one hit L.A. on any given day? I'm telling you, if they ever coordinate, it's going to be a big issue. It's going to be a big issue. This is also why I say most foreign nations could never take us down, simply because of the gang members. The gang members are not going to have somebody come in and mess with their party. They're not going to have it. I want to make a philosophical observation, if I may. For us, given in this age of political correctness, you know, as we look back at things that might have influenced us in our youth, right? I was very much into music when I was in my youth. Except I was into what is commonly recognized today as establishment music. The serenade, the anesthetized fans of it, as America was slowly beginning its ride into decline. And one subgenre of music out there that I never paid any attention to, didn't like it or anything else, but that's because it was bucking the trend, was punk rock. Punk rockers didn't want to be told what to do. Punk rockers didn't want the man on them. They wanted to be free to just live their lives. And one thing that hasn't changed, though, are the players. Because in the 70s, it was the young people leading the way. It was young people that wanted to be left alone. And now we've grown up, and we still want to be left alone. And it's the people that are young today that are willing to go along and get along, who will listen to the memes like guns are bad, government is good. They take the dead-end jobs. They take on tons of student debt so that they can get a degree in feminist interpretive dance. And they've been fooled. And we were the rebels when we were younger, when we were growing up in the 60s and the 70s. Now we're the conservatives. We were conservative then in what we actually wanted. We're conservative now in the way we look back and see things. There's no energy left in them, in the liberals. No excitement. Nothing new. It's the same old dance. No guns. We want your money. We'll tell you what to do. And for those of us that were rebellious in our youth, we're looking at today's generation that is where we were, wondering what was going on. What's going on with these kids? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, C-R-Y-P-T-O-N-Y-T-E.com.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. On a Monday, as we get ready to go away, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Blue in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Or ma'am? And there, sir.
Oh, okay, ma'am. I'm glad I appended that to the end of it. What can I do?
Well, I just wanted to simply tell you. You know, when I was listening to you, your diatribe, I found it so fascinating that you never looked into the whole punk rock thing. I was the very first girl at the Tennessee School of Beauty that ever got a mohawk, man. And they were not going to do it. Let me tell you, they were not going to do it. I'm like, no, this is what I want. This is what I paid you for. From there, I can tell you, give you just little aspects of hope, and that is, what you don't know, there is a whole undercurrent just as easily as there was the punk rock movement on the conservative side, and you've got kids that are out there and they know what's going on then.
Well, I look at Gun Culture 2.0 and they are the kids, so the young people that are coming up. And I may be missing something. I hope I am missing something, but I am encouraged by some of the young people I have interacted with. I just don't get to because they don't think I'm cool.
Well, you just have to make yourself available. My kids, I can tell you one thing. I had one in middle school and one in high school. All
right? Right.
When it came to the 2012 election, and my guy was not nominated for the Republican caucus, my kids, they went on a diatribe at their own school and said, no, you were going to put a third party ballot on the ballot.
Right.
For us to have this mock election. And so they put Gary Johnson's name on there. Of course, you know, by the time we spot through all of the rhetoric at two different schools, yeah, they did get it on the ballot, but it was too late for them to campaign for them, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But they're out there. But I have to ask your advice, and
sure.
I have asked the majority of hosts on the show. My son is going to turn 17 in 4 months now.
Right.
And I'm sorry, 18 in 4 months. And I'm doing everything within my power to keep him out of the selected services. And I can't find a foolproof way. I know I can go a religious way. I can dig the Mennonite Amish. I'll lie. I'll cheat. I'll do anything to keep him out of the system, man.
I don't know what to tell you on that one. Both of my sons are in selective service. Do I think they'll ever get called up? No. I may still be in selective service myself, and I've served. I do not know what it would take in today's world for them to actually activate that. I know that there's certain people that get out there all the time. We need to have a draft. Well, we don't need a draft because we do have a very successful volunteer armed force, so we don't need a draft. In the event that they were ever to do something, I mean, it's going to be one of those all hands on deck things. Do you just not want him to serve because you think that when somebody serves that they're actually serving a corporations and everything, they're not actually serving U.S. interests or that kind of thing?
It's not a matter of that. I mean, if they can't, you know, the last time that there was an actual war, it was declared in World War II.
Right.
Yeah. Can I send my child to an event like Vietnam? No.
Well, you wouldn't have had a lot of choice with Vietnam because they did have a draft in place. I'll tell you how to, he both would serve and he would serve in a very limited combat capacity would be to join the Air Force. The Air Force, unless you're an Air Force PJ or you're very far forward in the combat arena, most of the Air Force that anybody ever sees are pilots. And they have massive ground crews somewhere taking care of it, but they normally keep that very well defended with other assets. So, and I mean, when I joined the Army, I, first time I got to an Air Force base, I was looking around thinking, well, this is nicer than Clemson University. And then I got to my post and it was a big muddy PT field with a Ranger tab over it.
Yeah, and I have been called names on this radio station.
Why? Because you don't want your son to serve.
But if you go to page 3 of the selected service now.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, are you a boy or a girl? And 2 years ago, they had already brought up legislation to start making girls have to sign up for this.
Well, look, I look at the military service as a calling. Okay, and if you don't have the call, don't go. And I had to sign up for selective service. I don't know what to tell you on. I mean, if you've looked at every avenue out there and you haven't found one yet, certainly try not to make him run afoul of the law. But I think the chances of him actually signing up in selective service, ground combat is a young man's game, so he would have probably a 6 or 7 year window where it might be where he would be considered prime real estate to go after if we enter into a conflict. And, I just don't see that happening. And I see all the stuff happening around here and everything else. But with this president and this Congress, I don't see us jumping into anything.
Well,
we may get pulled into something, but I don't see us jumping into anything.
This is for all the religious folks out there. This is so funny last night. I live in East Tennessee, and we just had some terrific storms come through. I mean, you talk about magical, mystical lightning and a thunder like I've never heard in my lifetime. And my son opened up his schedule for next school year. And he looked at me and goes, Mom, I really don't want to take physics. And I said, I'm not sure about that. And about that time, there was a lightning strike that was right outside our door. thunder I'd never heard. The lights went off and the lights came back on. And I said, I think God just answered that question for you. Take your second physics.
I I'm not going to call you names because I'm a parent, and I never encourage my sons to go into the military. Being in the military, even not in wartime, is a very dangerous occupation. Just with the training you do, I've seen horrendous traffic accidents with armored personnel carriers. I've seen helicopters fall out of the sky. So just being in the military is a very dangerous thing to do. And I'm not going to call you names because you're a parent. You want to keep your kids safe. But as far as worrying about him being in selective service, it would have to be a very long, drawn-out conflict, which we just went through two for 10 years, and they didn't enact a draft, so.
And not to. Boys were too poor. They had to go to war so that they could get a paycheck. But as you keep watching the economy drop.
Yeah, the economy. There's a whole lot of things due for a reset. Just what's to be determined as to whether it's going to be civil or violent. I don't think we have to. I don't know if it's going to be a foreign conflict that does that.
Okay.
There's a lot of variables in play, but you know, certainly go out there and explore every option. If you don't want him, if he doesn't want to serve, and you don't want him to serve, and you don't want him to even be part of the system, go explore everything you can, but don't lose too much sleep over.
Yeah, God love his little heart. If I have to go, Mom, I have to go. But then he looked at me and he said, Mom, where are we going to move to? And the coolest thing was, it wasn't an I thing. Like, he was a draft dodger. It was a we thing. Where am I going to take you and my sister? And we move. Well, that was cool.
Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it's a calling. If you don't have the calling, don't go. It was a calling for me. I went. Loved it. If I was young enough, I'd do it again.
All right. Peace out, man.
I excelled at the work. Thank you for the call. Stay safe.
Thanks.
Bye. Well, I won't get to touch this, but when we lead off tomorrow, I'm going to ask you a question. And this is not me advocating for violence or civil unrest or rebellion or anything. I just want to ask you a question. What if there was a need for the Battle of Athens 2, round 2? How do you think that would look? It should make you chuckle. And I'm going to tell you some things that you probably never ever considered. But what it's going to do is it's going to take you and let you realize just exactly how much power is at your fingertips anytime you want it. And we'll kick all that off in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not one time. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.